Well, there's one man that more often than not has seen at rugby tests and many other major sporting events, seen but perhaps not recognised, running up and down the sideline, loaded down with cameras. Peter Buss has just released a book called The Game of New Zealand, taking a pictorial look at rugby. Bush ran off more than 300 rolls of 36 exposure colour film in preparing for that book. Well, Peter Buss is on the line. Peter, how did the idea of the book come about?
Well, I've got to come through, Brian. It was John Blackwell of Moa Publications who had the thought kind of buzzing around in his head for a year or two. And suddenly last year, he had seen a similar publication of another sport or two in other countries, and suddenly crystallised, and he said to me last May, what about us doing this kind of big photo essay? And the idea, it really became a bushfire in the bush. I thought, wow, I'd like to be in this. So away we went.
How did you go about it? You must have spent a lot of time putting it together.
Well, it was a lot of the time was in the after the pictures were taken, but nearly all shot on the weekends, and it meant certainly up and down the country. What I liked about it was that it got me out into the good old back blocks, out where the real, if I can say, sing I'm talking to you, as an old two mates from Wellington, it got me out beyond the Bombay Hills where the real New Zealand exists, you know, and not that's not to say that a lot of it, the book is about Auckland as well, but a lot of it's about the ordinary people who put so much into keeping the game alive. Great game, little kids, first 15s, and especially the people, the players in the other divisions who will never see the inside of the big tunnels that lead to the grounds of Eden Park, Cardiff Homes, or the Parc des Princes.
Having had a look at the book, it's not the sort of book that any photographer would have been able to put out, if you don't mind my saying. I think your unique involvement in rugby probably comes through in the kind of shots that you've taken. Do you feel that way yourself?
Yeah, I do it, but it's kind of you to say so, and I don't want to sound like some big noter because I've got enough of mates of mine who are going to give me heaps, you know, as it is now, saying, you know, how much more exposure do you want, big boy? But I think, you know, through the years I've built up a good network of lots of good mates and friends, and a pretty easy rapport with many players at the top and at the bottom, and with many of the administrators. And also, I suppose, having photographed a lot of it, I suddenly, once I got the feeling of the different chapters that we're onto, I kind of knew what I wanted. And, I think most of it, hopefully, has come through in it. But ever since I've taken it, and you're only as good as the last picture you took, even this year now, when I'm cruising along through some of the countryside, I suddenly see a set of goalposts with moss on them and maybe a couple of sheep feeding through, and I think, wow, what a great ground. Or yesterday, I passed a group of school kids from one of the grammar schools here, one of the high schools, and they had their bags, and some of them still had their rugby jerseys on and their boots slung around their neck, and they were just tossing a ball along as they walked towards their bus. There was about 8 or 9 of them, and they're all happy and laughing. And I thought, now there is a picture that really captures, you know, the camaraderie of what this game does. And thought, wow, could have taken that picture too.
Any particular shot in the book that you particularly like?
Well, I like the pictures of the kids in a big way, and especially the pictures I took of up Tolaga Bay, the east coast of the North Island, via the west coast. One or two of them there, the players in the dressing room getting ready, the West Coast guys just getting ready to strip off. I found that, looking at that picture, quite evocative, corrugated iron changing shed. And to me, it's kind of, it's the what is behind getting ready for a big game. And also, once again, down the West Coast with about 8 inches of water lying on the ground. And most of the players looking like grey seals hopping around in the mud. And I thought, well, that's the West Coast. You know, superb ball handling, both third division teams. And, great skills used in appalling conditions.
Peter Buss, one of the characters of the national media. Thanks very much for joining us on Sports World 89 this morning. And all the best for the book, The Game of New Zealand. I'll bet you there's a fair bit left on the cutting room floor after 300 rolls of 36 exposure colour film. Well, that's all in the program. This afternoon, Radio New Zealand Sport. We'll keep you in touch with the rugby and the National Mutual First Division match between Bay of Plenty and Hawke's Bay and the Second Division clash between Southland and Mid Canterbury.